see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land?
Have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. I'm Dylan Hart Jr. Being a racer, it's all about getting to the finish line first. I heard Bojangles is the only place to get the new Mountain Dew Southern Shot, so I hit the road like the race was on. If you're talking about adding a refreshing blast of sweet tropical electricity to Bojangles' legendary Southern cooking, just try beating me to that finish line. New Mountain Dew Southern Shot, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. And right now I have on the line with me Brian Plank, and I wanted Brian to be able to share his story with you today. There are so many people who have very difficult experiences in the workplace, and they deal with it day in and day out. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Brian.
Thank you, Mark. I worked in the engineering corporate world, I'm a little bit of a sensitive type of person. I'm not a in-your-face kind of person. I'm more quiet. I wrote a little story about gaslighting when I learned about it about 5 years ago, until I came up with the book that's published right now. I call it fictitious because I made up a lot of stuff because I don't want people to feel like I'm attacking them specifically. My motivation, it's about my experiences, embellishments along the way.
One of the things that I think about, Brian, if somebody goes into a workplace and they have instances where they are continuously bullied, it creates anxiety, it creates stress, yes. It creates depression. You cannot be the very best employee that you possibly could be if you are struggling with those issues.
I was diagnosed with schizophrenia in 2004 while I was being bullied, and I actually appealed to my boss, trying to appeal to his empathetic side. And so I told him I was schizophrenic, and instead of him being, okay, we'll set some special accommodations aside for you, he actually turned around and weaponized it against me. I didn't have visions, but I heard arguments within my head and a little bit of voices, but I was extremely delusional. What he turned around and did was, I found out it was against the law for him to do, but he told everybody that I had schizophrenia and to be cautious when working with me because I was delusional. So that sort of turned the rest of the team against me. It actually worked out that it got so bad, I got so sick that I had to leave the workplace and go on disability. And that's since 2004. So I just started writing 5 years ago. It was very cathartic, because I was a very bitter, negative person, feeling like I'd been bullied. It wasn't fair. What's going on here? Breakthrough point for me was when I was able to, within my own mind, forgive him. And I was able to do that through my writing. Like at first, the first draft was very, very negative. I learned through talking like with counselors and doctors, psychiatrists, that the probability is that my boss was probably jealous of me. I was working on my engineering degree at the time. He knew that was like one of the most important things to me. And he had his PhD, and it was my dream to get my PhD. And I was working with the research and development team. And he said, I had to continue with my education to work with the research and development team. What he did was he started making it more and more difficult for me to go to school. As I was getting sicker and sicker, the only thing I was able to really engage and really do well in was school. And he took that away from me. And when that happened, I just snapped. That was my safe haven. I'd been working to get this engineering degree. I was getting stellar marks. I was topping the class. He was my hero because, like I say, he had his PhD in materials engineering, which is what I was studying. To have your hero tell you that you're stupid is 100 times worse than just the average coworker telling you're stupid. So I did, like I said, I did end up going on disability. While I was on disability, I returned to school in 2012 and finally finished my engineering degree. I still was heavily medicated, so I wasn't getting the stellar marks that I was used to, but I did it to finish what I'd started. And so then once I finished my engineering degree, that's when I started writing. I was like, it's time for a new career. I just can't handle the stress of the corporate world. And as I did my research for writing this book, it's just a mind-blowing how bullying in the workplace has become such a big deal. It really makes me sad that this happened to me 15 years ago, 16 years ago, and now it's like happening everywhere to everybody. I was an overachiever. I was the type who put in 60, 70 hours a week without thinking about it. At first, I thought I could just focus on the work and just push through, but what started happening, like this was my first boss. I was working just in the plant. as a metallurgist. I had my 3-year degree. He had his 4-year degree, so he was in charge.
Right.
I would get involved in a project. He would approve it. Literally millions of dollars and numerous hours later, he would just can the program, saying no. So it made me look bad because I was like promising everybody this is the change that's going to come. It's going to make everything, well, not everything better, but it's going to help improve your work lives. And so when he would can it, it made me look bad because everybody's like, well, I thought you were going to do this and you're not living up to your word.
Yes.
I dealt with a lot of conflicts in that way. I wasn't really management, but I did have a few employees working under me. I'd get like just some really evil emails written to me about what a poor job I was doing. And they brought in a new boss who was very understanding and he kind of helped me work things out. And that's around the time when I was going back to school and they were very encouraging. And then I took a sabbatical for a year to go finish my second and part of my third year of my 4-year degree, my bachelor's degree. They said after that, I would probably go to work for the design team. His boss, once I did get assigned to the research and development team, which is the one that required me to keep going to school, his boss is like, oh, he just lost his job. I wonder why. I was like, I could tell you exactly why. But he still couldn't admit that he messed up at this new job. So my new boss, we kind of came together. He was my hero, like I say. He had his PhD. He had everything I wanted and that I aimed for. And for whatever reason, he turned on me. My psychiatrist and counselor, like I said, they believe they saw, like he was, well, I'll be 50 in a month. So he was about my age back then. He was still a smart guy, but then he was kind of jealous that I was like easygoing. I did take things personally, but I didn't let it show. You know, he just started slowly taking things away from me. I would be walking around work just useless. I'm really surprised I didn't get fired because I was like I say, partly because I was developing the symptoms of schizophrenia and also because I was being gaslit.
If the cycle could stop, then maybe you could perform in the way that you were performing when you started, but it won't stop. Therefore, your situation gets worse and worse, and there really is no solution to it. And that's frustrating to a person, especially an engineer. Engineer wants to figure out problems. They want to solve problems. That's your nature.
Correct. Yeah. It's heartbreaking what's going on. And that's where I'm like coming from this position. Like the book that I wrote, The King Would Be Man, it's not just about workplace bullying. It's also about relationships. And that's why I try to get across in my book. And I've become very passionate about, I want to do something about this. I want to help people. When I go to these Facebook groups, it's like I want to say, all you have to do is this, this, and this, and everything will be okay. But it's a lot more convoluted than that.
You are making a difference by coming on this program today because you are reaching. You don't know who you're reaching right now, but I guarantee you there are people all over the world listening to the program, and somebody is thinking, I'm in the exact same boat. We all need to matter. We all need to feel like we matter, and people need to let us know that we matter, just like it's my responsibility. If you say something, Brian, that's worthwhile, that's meaningful to me, to say, hey, Brian, I appreciate you saying that. That makes a difference in my life. But I don't think we say that enough to each other when somebody does make a difference.
I agree. I had one particular student who I called my protege. She was just amazing. If I had somebody under me who was just brilliant and could outshine me, would I have the guts to promote them above myself? And one of my proudest moments at work was that I did that. I put her above me, and she's now a professor at a college. She owns her own business, and she's just like been like, you were such an awesome person to me, Brian. I'm getting chills down my spine just saying it.
Yeah,
because it's like, that was so wonderful. That's all I wanted.
Yes.
You know, and I wanted my boss to do the same, the research and development, the gaslighter. I just wanted him to say, Brian, you're doing good work. You're great at your job. You've got a lot of good ideas. I want you to succeed in your degree. I want you to go forward, get some advanced degrees. And instead, he got jealous, arguably jealous, and he shut me down. That's the thing that really hurt.
Well, Brian, I want to take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about how you want people to be able to connect with you, because I feel like the message within the story that you have just shared is resonating with people and they will want to connect with you. We're talking to Brian Plank. He was driven by the events that affected him at work. We're talking about the subject of bullying, whether it's at work or outside of work, gaslighting, because that's what Brian was experiencing. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time. I'm Dellen Hart, Jr. Being a racer, it's all about getting to the finish line first. I heard Bojangles is the only place to get the new Mountain Dew Southern Shot, so I hit the road like the race was on. If you're talking about adding a refreshing blast of sweet tropical electricity to Bojangles' legendary Southern cooking, just try beating me to that finish line. New Mountain Dew Southern Shot, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Thank you. to the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. This has been an interesting conversation. I know that there are several out there who are listening right now who may be in a situation where they are being bullied at work. And maybe it's subtle. Maybe it's not so aggressive and so forward, but there are things that are happening underneath that you simply cannot control. There's gossiping. There are interactions with coworkers, supervisors to supervisors, and a lot of things in the works where you may know enough that you're being mistreated or being bullied, but it's just not in your face. It's not something that you can really put your finger on as to why it's happening, and that can be the most frustrating part. And I'm talking to Brian Plink right now. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Brian.
Thank you, Mark. You know, when you're 20 years old, you can work 90 hours a week and think nothing of it. You know, I don't have that energy anymore.
If someone wants to reach out to you, Brian, how can they do that? Via email? Is that a way you would like people to reach out?
Sure. Yeah. Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, P, as in plank, at gmail.com.
Brian, I appreciate the fact that you were willing to join me here on the show today and
great.
Open up this door. Brian, yes. Thank you again for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
All right. Thank you for having me, Mark.
I hope that each and every story that you hear through this show will encourage you and inspire you no matter what situation you're in. You may be in the toughest situation of your life, but don't ever give up, don't ever quit, and don't ever think that there's not hope, that you cannot overcome it, because I'm here to tell you that you can. And I'm here to encourage you through the Mark White Show. I want to continue to recognize difference makers and share their stories to encourage and inspire you. So don't give up and don't quit. Keep listening to the Mark White Show. This has been another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Lindsay Collins, and I would like to encourage you to buy Lulu's lip balm. Email my dad at nnn205@gmail.com.
This money will go to help buy sewing kits that will go into doctors' offices. If you want to purchase lip balm, email nnn205@gmail.com. Lulu's Lip Balm in peppermint flavor right now and more flavors coming soon.
Lulu's Lip Balm. It's the bomb.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.